Hi, Matt. Welcome to Milberger's Gardening, South Texas. How you doing today?
Doing great, but my Monterey pine is...
Monterey...
Oh. You don't want to ask me why I planted it. It was a living Christmas tree.
Oh!
Okay, and we've got a number of pines that are doing real well. We live up in Deep Hollow off of 46 in Kendall County.
Uh-huh.
And it's been doing great for 3 years. Well, then this week, all of a sudden, it started to drop needles. I went out there, and it looks like sap on the main trunk, but it's like beaded up.
Yeah.
Kind of a whitish yellow, but it doesn't look like a fungus.
It hadn't
been wet enough for a fungus.
Could be borers.
But it's actually a Monterey pine, huh?
Yeah, it's a Monterey pine. Yeah, it's the only one we have. The other pines are doing great, but this one is a Monterey pine.
Well, I was trying to think. I think that soil out there is alkaline, but of course they can't take any cold weather. So the minute we get some cold temperatures, they should go.
It's been out there for like 3 years.
Yeah,
it's been growing. It's been fine, and yeah. Now, all of a sudden, you know, just in a matter of days, this happened. And I went out there, and that's when I saw this looks like sap all around.
The other thing that they're used to is that the cool nights, and they just don't
get
them here.
That's the other thing I thought. Yeah, I mean, if we get down to 65, that's it. You know.
Yeah, and Jerry's right. As they get a little older, they get stressed, and who knows which stress it is? Is it the the hottest month in record?
Yeah.
Or is it the fact we haven't had any rain? Of course. In a Mediterranean climate, there's not necessarily much rain through part of the season, but that sap you're seeing is probably secondary to all these other things that are affecting it. But
yeah.
I don't know what to say. I don't think there's much you can do. You can mulch over the roots. You can water it as much as you can, but I would think it wouldn't have a long future.
And there's nothing to do with what's on there, right? It's just there.
No, yeah, it's there. It's in the plant, and it's a whole bunch of stresses that are affecting it.
I do have mulch around. You think just water it some more and see what happens?
Yeah, I think mulch and just water. Yeah, water what you can and see how much longer you can keep it alive. You know, the other if you're not. You know, if you're kind of cutting your losses, you just cut it out and put something in there that's a little more well adapted.
Yeah.
But
what do you think? Like water it once a week or something?
Yeah, if you can, for sure. Uh huh.
Yeah.
And this kind of weather, when it's stressed like that, watering once a week is good.
Okay, well, I'll try that.
Milton, you need to get that song, Tanya Tucker. It's a little too late. We need to get that. And, all we have to do is play that verse.
It's a little too late.
And Jerry is saying that for you, but he's also saying it for me. Because he thinks that we should have been doing a lot more watering this winter, and I was kind of hesitant to do the extra watering.
Yeah, kind of hesitant.
Nobody had a crystal ball, right?
Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah, well,
obviously the forest.
Crystal ball, that's not the same as a bald head, is it?
Yeah. I was rubbing my bald head.
He did declare earlier than I did that it's time to start watering.
When was he declared 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that's what he sort of recognized. Now, that we did have some
water. I'm giving him this opportunity to be gracious about this, but
I'm
not
being
doing
gracious.
It.
You are talking to Jerry Parsons.
Right? Yeah, oh, that's right. I forget it, you know.
It went from no drought to potential drought to Parsons drought. Yeah. To, of course, we haven't had rain now for quite a while.
14 months!
Well, we finally recognized it up here and went to the stage 271 on the ground.
Wow.
Where are you, Matt?
I'm in Kendall County right off of 46.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Yeah, we're talking to some folks up there about emergency supplies. Some of those folks are having trouble getting water out of their wells. And
oh, yeah. In fact, as you go east in the Cow Creek,
that's
where it starts to get shallow, and they're trucking water in just to flush the toilet.
Well, I guess if we get some rain, we'll all forget, huh?
Oh, we will. And we'll get it, you know, it's September.
Someday.
There you go.
All right.
Matt. Anyway, thanks, guys.
You take care. Bye-bye. And I'll free up a line at 308-8867, 308-